Reveille Peak Ranch. It's reminiscent of a state park, but it's actually a private ranch where the cows still roam. And there's a mammoth lake with tent campsites around the fringes. There's also some of the steepest vertical faces in Texas, where mountain bikers come from across America to push their limits. Special events are hosted throughout the year at Reveille Peak Ranch, including the legendary Spartan Race that attracts close to 30,000 people, the Rogue Trail Series, the Green Beret Team Challenge, and more. The ranch is also a prime destination for campers, RVers, and scout groups. Weekdays, owner and visionary Vol Montgomery offers gratis use of his facility to the Armed Forces, the Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers, and regional law enforcement agencies who all use the property as a training facility. We stopped in at the ranch for a visit with the owner and visionary, Vol Montgomery. Come along and join us. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the heart of Central Texas. Right now we're at Reveille Peak Ranch with Vol Montgomery, the owner. Hi, Vol.
Hello. Appreciate you guys coming out. I enjoyed giving you guys a tour the last little while, and thanks for letting me sit down and have a discussion with you.
What a pleasant surprise, a real treat to come out here, right literally in the heart of Central Texas, but far enough off the beaten path that nobody would know about it unless they heard about it or somebody told them about it.
You know, exactly. We're pretty close to Austin. We're in the center of Burnett County, and I grew up in the outdoors and really enjoyed the outdoors my entire life. And as I started looking at, you know, what are you going to do with your life? What's your last hurrah? I realized that there's not enough opportunity for kids to get outdoors. And then I've always had a passion for law enforcement, military, and have been supportive. So I've kind of combined a little of both in what I do here at Reveille Peak.
Backing up a little bit, this is your second life, your second career, because you worked high tech in Austin for quite a while, and then you were able to escape.
Yes, sir. I got out of A&M in 85 and actually started a computer company. When I sold it in 99, the company's name was Saberdata, and we did network infrastructure. I did a lot of work with the state of Texas. I did a lot of work with K-12. And when I sold my business, I kind of thought I would retire and on off and, you know, let the future progress. But as it turned out, I really had a passion, wanted to do something on the ranch.
So you bought this ranch right about the time you retired then, right?
Yes, sir. In fact, that was kind of a goal of my life, and I wasn't going to inherit a ranch. So after I sold Saberdata, I purchased the ranch. And so now I looked at, you know, what are things that I could do that would be a business? I still run cattle on the ranch. I do enjoy to hunt and fish. But outside of hunting and fishing and agriculture, what were things you could do? So I started looking at different avenues. So I really...
And these are venues to open up to the public, right?
Yes, sir.
So they can come in and do things on the ranch.
Absolutely. We're open on the weekends for mountain bikers and trail runners. We also are open for scouting. We don't allow hiking except for scout groups. But I think that's important for kids to get out, and the blend of mountain bikers and scouting are great. We didn't want to turn it into a state park and just have an enormously large crowds. So it's restrictive. We enjoy it, and it's a very family-friendly atmosphere.
This could be just on its own, just a tent camp destination, an RV destination?
Yes, sir. We have actually 7 RV spots with electricity. But we also have a significant number of primitive camp spots. We have, you know, men's and women's shower facilities, hot and cold running water. We do allow campfires, and, you know, it's a really nice setting.
But it's not organized activities as much as families or groups or individuals coming and doing their own campfires and doing their own activities, right?
Correct. It is, you know, the individuals doing their own activities. Scout groups can come out, and we are open for mountain biking on the weekends. And then,
is this a popular mountain bike venue in the region?
Yes, sir. It really has been. We've got a lot of different kind of trails. We have beginner trails. In fact, this year we had 2 of the high school mountain bike league races. But we also have some of the most difficult. We've got one of the only downhill courses. We've got a Super D, a flow trail.
Somebody said it's one of the steepest inclines in North America for a mountain biker.
The rumor has it that it may be one of the steepest climbable climbs. Mm-hmm. because the rock we have out here, it's a metamorphosized granite called gneiss, so it erodes like an 80 grit sandpaper. So
bike straight up the face of some of these rocks.
You can bike as steep of a hill as you've got the ability to pedal. So it is kind of interesting on that.
And downhill would be pretty scary.
Downhill is. We have trails out here. I like to mountain bike, but I do it for exercise. And there's some trails that we have here that I do not care to go down, but a lot of people travel a long distance to come and ride them, so it's definitely a popular with the downhill crowd.
An event that doesn't happen all the time out here, I forget the name of it, but it's basically a mud run.
Correct.
Tell us about that, and this is coming right up.
Yes, sir, this will be the sixth year we've had Spartan Race. It's April 23rd and 24th. There's actually two different races being run that one weekend. The first day, Saturday, it's called the Super, and it's an 8 to 10 mile obstacle course race. The second day is a sprint, and it'll be about a 5 mile race. I think there's going to be somewhere around 12,000 to 15,000 runners, and the total number of people that weekend will push 25,000 to 30,000 people.
Wow. And this is in the middle of backcountry, the heart of Texas, and yet the whole world is showing up. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a large event. It's organized. We have a separate parking facility, shuttles, and Spartan does an amazing job of running a lot of people through in a short period of time and making a tremendous experience for the runners.
And I imagine you're talking 20, 25,000 people. That would mean people are coming from a long ways away. They're not all Texans.
Oh, absolutely. I think somebody said last year we had people from over 30 states in the country. So definitely people travel for this event.
So how does somebody find out about Reveille Ranch?
You can go to our website. It's rprtexas.com. Google Reveille Peak Ranch. And if you're interested in the Spartan race, there is a link to it, which you would go on the Spartan website to register for it.
Before we go, we have a couple minutes. Listening to you and reading between the lines, it feels like you made enough loot in your career to be okay, to allow you to give back in a greater good in the second half of your life. And it seems like that's what you're doing here. A lot of your projects, you're not making any money by doing it. You're doing things for free for the people, whether it's Department of Public Safety or whatever. Tell us about some of the things that you do.
Well, I try to run Reveille Peak as a for-profit. You know, on the weekends, if you go to our website, we'll talk about the civilian activities we do. But I do, during the week, my passion is our law enforcement military.
But again, you're giving this. You're not charging anything. And if you wanted to be strictly business about it, you could charge for everything you do. So you're making a conscious choice to give back.
Absolutely. During the week, I do donate to our state. I pretty much allow them to do any kind of training here that they're not able to do elsewhere. So we do mostly special operations with our Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers, DPS SWAT, Attorney General's Office, and a lot of the local law enforcement agencies around the state. I also, if it's a federal agency and they're in Texas based, I allow them to do their internal training here as well.
And then the military model too. You were talking about a 24-hour run the Air Force was doing here not long ago.
Yes, sir. Any charitable event I'll donate the ranch for if it works in with what we do here. But also active duty, I'll support the Marine Corps, Army, Air Force with active duty training here as well.
Right. And then before we go, a real quick question for a free and independent traveler or somebody wanting to camp here. How much does it cost for access and overnight?
We keep it pretty simple. We have a $10 day use fee, and we have a $10 per night if you decide to camp. If you do have an RV and need an electric hookup, it's an additional $25 a night for the electric hookup.
That's really reasonable. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. We try to make it where it is affordable. I mean, there are places that are cheaper, but, you're not going to get a place that's going to have what you have here, not be crowded, and be able to see a part of Texas you wouldn't normally get the opportunity. And then for our kids, we also, children under 12 are half price. And then our Boy Scout groups are also half price.
And one more thing we can't pass up, the view behind us. It's pretty cool.
It is. It's a beautiful lake. It's a little rainy today. I know we've had about 2 or 3 weeks of beautiful sunshine, but tremendous view here, tremendous view on the ranch. You know, I'm kind of biased. You know, Burnett, this is one of the best places in Texas you could live, one of the best places you could visit. We've got tremendous amount of things in the area to do with your family. If you've not been, we'd love to have you darken our doors and welcome you to Burnett County anytime.
Paul Montgomery, thank you so much, man. What a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you guys coming out. Pleasure meeting you.
You too. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the heart of Texas in Burnett County.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,